بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
قل هو الله أحد.
Say, He is Allah, the One and Unique. Say,
The unbelievers often asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, to describe the Lord in whom he asked them to believe to the exclusion of all other deities. What kind of God is he? What is his pedigree? What is he made of? From whom did he inherit this universe? And who will later inherit it from him? It is in response to such questions that this surah was revealed.
He is Allah.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, informed the unbelievers that his Lord was no other than he whom the unbelievers themselves called Allah, and whom they regarded as their own creator, as well as the creator and sustainer of the entire universe. For the Arabian polytheists' beliefs regarding Allah, see Yunus 10, 22, 23, 31. Bani Israel 17, 67. Al-Mu'minun 23, 84-89. Al-Ankabut 29:61-63, Al-Zukhruf 43:87.
The One and Unique.
The word used here is Ahad rather than Wahid. Though both the words mean one, the word Wahid is used for things that have the potential of plurality. For example, one man, one nation, one country, one world. The implication in all these cases is that there is one man out of a number of men, and so on and so forth. Contrary to this, Ahad is used for him who is one and unique in every respect, who has no connection whatsoever with plurality. That is why Ahad is used in Arabic exclusively for God.
Allahu Samad.
Allah, who is in need of none and of whom all are in need.
لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ
He neither begot any, nor was he begotten.
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ
And none is comparable to him.